Recently, Dana Staves, writer and textile artist, wrote a post on the Nook that was so sweet and real and inspiring that I asked if she wouldn't mind recording it for y'all to hear. Luckily for us, she did. Thank you so much, Dana. I hope you enjoy this reflection on art and craft with Dana Staves.
Hi, Zach. Thank you so much for asking me to record this post. This is my response to Zach's Seamside episode with Umin Kim. I promised, or maybe warned, Zach that I had a long post to write about this episode. And what follows here is me studying the way that the water rippled after I finished listening to Zach's conversation with Umin. It was so good. I kept talking out loud to try and join the conversation in my car. And it left me with so much to think about in my own creative practice. One of the things I found particularly interesting was the topic of art versus craft. Umin spoke about the distinction of art and craft, the way formal education has been colonized. This lined up with what I had read in Threads of Life, A History of the World Through the Eye of a Needle, where European schools of fine art drew a hard line between art, with a capital A, and craft, which was so often associated with women and domestic spheres and is therefore decidedly unserious. The way I understood Zach and Umin's conversation was that art is considered more egalitarian, more structured, more controlled. Craft, however, is instinctive. Now, I earned my MFA in creative writing and fiction in 2010. When I snuck a peek at my application file during the final year, my professors had written that my fiction had a strong voice to it, yay, and was, quote, a tad overdramatic, but I don't care, end quote. I loved that note. That's why I still have it memorized. My stories were good enough that my folksy overdramatizations could be overlooked. When I applied, I was working on instinct. I was unselfconscious, and I was also teachable. During the MFA, I had to take a course called Craft of Narrative. Because of this class, my immediate association with the word craft is a deep study into narratology, or the bits and pieces that make up a story. I even possibly use craft as a metric of what makes good writing, i.e. their craft is impeccable. I go there before I get to the association of craft as a practice of making things. This class, the Craft of Narrative, was where we let go of instinct and heart, and we got into that nuts and bolts of the story. We studied Aristotle's narrative structure with its beginning and middle and end, which seems so obvious. Right? We all know a story has a beginning, a middle, and an end, but not like this. This was putting that structure under a microscope. It really wasn't even a story anymore. It was a cellular formation. There were mutations to be accounted for. It was difficult. I should pause here to say that I had an amazing education in my MFA program that I'm very grateful for, working with generous and challenging professors. It's a time of my life that I hold very dear. But even our dearest things can stand a little inspection at times. That craft class was the hardest class I took in grad school. It was like storytelling meets math. It was really hard to wrap my brain around. It felt so contrary to what Zach and Umin discussed about craft being more instinctive. Craft managed to make me feel a bit shut out of writing. There was a self-consciousness to narratology that just baffled me. I personally have never been one to call my writing art. My writing has been funny, it's been quirky, it's been romantic. I never saw it as art because art feels important. Capital A art, capital I important. Art says something. My writing says, everybody lives. Happily ever afters can happen. Let's laugh and have a good time, which felt so unserious. Much like craft does in the hierarchical structure of art with a capital A, the logical follow-on to being not serious is associative. It's frivolous, it's meaningless, it's unimportant. It's easy to make that leap when I felt so out of my depth. I finished my MFA in 2010. I wrote for a number of years, being a food writer, a contributor to a website about books and publishing, and finally a novelist. And recently, I officially stopped. I still write, obviously. Here I am, nattering on at the Quilty Nook. But I'm no longer in the business of trying to publish a novel. The fight just went out of me. I put my sword down. I actually drew the sword on a piece of paper and burned it on the full moon because I needed to let it go. In our goodbye chat, my agent shared with me Kelsey Ervick's idea of creative quitting. It's about the pivot from what we've been trained in, the art we studied and developed, and turning to something that we are technically probably not great at. And that's been my turn away from writing and into textile arts. I'm not trained in textiles. I'm very much flying by the seat of my pants and learning from those around me, which is why I'm forever grateful to folks on the Nook for sharing their work and their wisdom. So often, I feel a bit like a fraud when I develop ideas for textile pieces, sketching them out and thinking of them almost as poems. And it should be noted here, I've never been a poet. Poets were the cool kids who were writing important, capital I, things. And remember, I was, by my own estimation, unimportant. To think of my work as a quilty poem feels rebellious. But actually, I think I kind of like being rebellious. Listening to Uman and Zach discuss craft and art, discuss storytelling and objects, the way we create images and narratives out of fabric, I felt so seen and so engaged, and like this was an episode I needed to hear. Because when I think of craft, due to my MFA training, I think of stuff I can't do, but I can. I'm doing it. I'm new and I'm untrained, but in so many ways, I'm returning to the girl I was when I sent my overdramatic, folksy short stories and hoped to get into grad school. I'm returning to the art or the craft. I realize that the distinction here gets muddied, and it's possibly not even all that important. Maybe it's just the boat I took to get out on the water so I could see those ripples of Zach and Uman's conversation. And I'm rowing my boat back to instinct, back to heart. And while it's scary, and I have to talk myself through it a lot, it also feels exciting and energizing and maybe a little like I'm getting a gift of myself back.